This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, listen, we're coming off the heels of one of my favorite days because it's always been about paying it forward when it comes to the men and women of the military, Veterans Day. And Carlos McClintock, a big fan of the military, he, of course, from Greater Pitt Tree Service, said, Rob, this is what we're going to do along with a number of other things. If there's any World War II vets out there that happen to be listening to this program and you're dealing with some winter-related issues or you know it's going to be an issue, I want you to call in and tell us what your issues are, and then I want you to call them because it's free of charge. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Also, some winter discounts that we want to get to. We're going to be talking about those big stump removal projects, but everything from what's most common as far as these particular tree and issues for the months that lie ahead. And we're going to talk about winter care and everything from maybe some late minute and last minute pruning, fertilization, and more. So whatever is on your mind, if you have a tree related question, especially storm damage or basically a tree that's just got to get out of there or threatening your home, you know, sis boom ba or crashing on your roof, call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But boss, before we get to the business of trees, let's talk about your family tree and your son Cello, a really awesome name. I just found out off the air the meaning behind it. First time I've ever heard that name. I was talking to Ryan Lehmeyer the other day down at Central Catholic. I knew your team would be competitive. I have a lot of love for Art Walker Jr. He, of course, the former Central Catholic coach. And they've always had a good team. He was trying to go for his 8th WPIL championship, but it was all Central Catholic all the time. The game heard here on KDKA, and Walls, your quarterback, came up big. Congratulations to your son and all the alum of Central Catholic. That is going to be one that's going to be remembered, Carlos, for a very long time. Congratulations.
Thank you. And yes, congratulations to the team and the coaching staff. I mean, they've done a great job with the team this year, figuring out how to manage, you know, all these D1 players and top-notch players that we have. Coach Lehmeyer, you know, nobody was happy last year when we lost to NA, and that was the goal since springtime when he's had these kids, you know, coming in the lift and through the summer. And, you know, I try to make every practice down there. I just can't get enough of football, so I just like going down watching the practices. And these kids work hard, and the way he approaches everything, it's something that is totally different than what the program was before. He has a whole different approach. And it's really, you know, coming into his own with the kids that he's coaching. And it really showed last night. I mean, that NA team, they were a good team. You know, they had some big wins this year, and they just really didn't have an answer for anything we were throwing at them.
Congratulations. I'm real happy for everyone. And again, congratulations to North Allegheny and Art Walker Jr. Once again, it was an incredible journey to get to that championship game. You know, just getting there is half the battle, but couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, Coach Lehmeyer, and of course your son and many others. Now, you got to tell this story because when I was doing the interview with Coach Lehmeyer, and I actually gave your son a little PR, a little shout out on the video. You know, you and I have become brothers from another mother. A lot of respect for you. You're so hard working and you do such a great job, and I know people you've done work for, and they just sing your praises. So you are the real deal. You got roots in Greenfield, and we're kind of kindred spirits because of the love of so many things we have in common. But he was just always your son, your boy. And when Coach Lehmeyer said cello, I went, boy, what a beautiful name. And, you know, I got this Italian thing going, and I asked you off the air to tell me the story where this name comes from. And I thought I've known every name in the history of Italian, but I never knew about this. So please quickly tell us that story. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's actually Celestino is his full name. Everybody calls him Cello. And my wife was pregnant. We're downtown one day, and we bump into a buddy of mine from Greenfield, Frank DiNardo. He had four boys. And he said, you know, he asked what we were naming the baby because, you know, she's 8-9 months pregnant. And I liked Manfredo. She hated it. And Frank goes, you know what? I always regret not naming any of my four boys after my dad, Celestino. And my wife was like, I love that name. I hate Manfredo. We're naming him Celestino. And that was it. And now he's just like, everybody knows him as Cello. So everything always works out like it should.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, we are going to be talking about a number of things today, but I just want to talk about some of the common trees that are really populating our area and have since time began and heading into the winter months, how they are hardy trees, but they need a little TLC. Now, we all know about the sap from the maple tree. Everybody has a maple tree. We've been talking a lot about pruning and oak trees and how it's this time of year. When you look at those two trees, which is the one that needs a little bit more TLC? If you're a first-time home buyer or you're living in a home where you have these trees and you're heading into your first winter. So let's take a look at oak trees and maple trees. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say if I had to choose which one needs a little bit more maintenance and care, I would say the oak trees, especially the pin oak trees, because those are what we call a yard tree. They're planted in somebody's yard by maybe the original homeowner or the next homeowner. You know, and then there's other oaks that are indigenous to our western PA hillsides, red oak, white oak, black oak. But the pin oaks, they were something planted because, you know, people wanted the shade and the coverage. And they're a slow-growing tree, but because they've been in the yard so long, they're usually outgrowing their coverage area or might be just time to get it out of there. But if you're going to keep it in the yard, they do require a lot of maintenance, let's say, every like 4 to 6 years, we go in, we take off some lower branches, we thin out the middle, we deadwood it, because the oak trees are susceptible to what's called oak wilt disease, which is in our area. It's airborne or can travel through the root system that other oaks have the oak wilt disease and might get into your yard. So there's a lot going on with the pin oaks. You know, give us a call. We get Troy, our ISA certified arborist, out there to look at your oak tree, see what it needs. And it's very, you know, you got to be careful on how much you take off the oak tree in one pruning. So there's so much involved with the oak trees. Now, the maple trees, they're a little bit more resilient. They're a faster growing tree. But it's good to keep those thinned out and maybe reduce the height a little bit so the wind can pass over it and through it.
One other thing before we go to a break, and if you have any questions about your oak tree, your maple tree, or evergreens, whatever that tree may be, we want you to give us a call. And obviously, if there's some storm-related damage or that tree has seen better days and it needs to go, big stump in the middle of the yard, you want to get out because now the ground cover and where we are and the leaves are off the tree, call us, 866-391-1020. You get that free advice from the best, Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, right now up until 10 o'clock, and all of our lines are available, 866-391-1020. Their number at the office is 412-884-TREE. You can call there, leave your information as well, and they'll get back to you, 412-884-TREE. So trees go dormant this time of year. How do you know if it's not dormancy, but it's basically either dying or already dead? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little tough to tell this time of year because the leaves have fallen off the tree, and you know we're able to get the climber up in the tree or one of our aerial lifts to the tree, and then we get a better look at it and can go through and kind of, you know, if you're grabbing a branch and it's snapping easily, that means it's dead. So we get the climbers in there to navigate through the tree and get all the dead and disease out of there, because that's important. Sometimes that might attract carpenter ants or termites, and it becomes detrimental to the rest of the tree. So there's a lot involved. If you have the trees on your property and you're not sure, you know, what needs done, that's where we come in. You give us a call, we get out there. This is what we do. I've been doing trees for 32 years. Took a long time, but we're very good at it now. So we're one of the better companies in the area. We can help you decide what needs to be done with the tree, and our pricing is competitive with the other companies in the area. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You know, our service is hard to beat. You can always beat somebody's price, but it's hard to beat our service.
It's not just before, but it's after doing the sale and the cleanup that follows. And that's why they have such an impeccable reputation. And no one knows this area better than the Greenfield native, who is Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. If you have a tree question, you're waking up on this Sunday morning saying, now I have an opportunity to find out what's going on in my backyard. Call us, 866-391-1020. Their number is 412-884-TREE. We're going to talk about some winter discounts when we get back. And also, if you're a World War II vet and you've seen better days as far as that tree is concerned, call us, because that is always no charge for the men and women of World War II, our veterans, as we are just days removed from Veterans Day. 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Back with your Pratt Pack in a moment on KDKA.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. We are taking all tree-related questions. If you have a question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. So, Lampenfeld, our hero that is our arborist, my question to you is, when should I and why should I call an arborist, Carlos?
Yeah, he's involved with the science behind, you know, the trees and the plants on your property. You know, he went to University of Dayton for arboriculture. He continues his education as an ISA certified arborist. There's so much involved. If you remember, like, when you were in high school and you had biology and you learned about plants and leaves and things like that, that's what he specializes in. And, you know, if you have these trees that have been in your yard for years and you want to keep them healthy, that's where he comes in. He has the applications that we can, you know, provide for you to keep your tree healthy. We can slow down the growth of it so you're not trimming it so many times, you know, once a year, every couple years. We can inject the root system to make it healthier. Just a lot going on right now. We launched our plant healthcare division this year, and Troy spearheads that. And give him a call, give us a call. We get him out there. He does a consultation with you. It's almost like going to the doctor, really. Like, hey, doc, like, what's wrong with my leg? Or, you know, it's very comparable to that. Hey, Troy, what's wrong with my tree here? And he can look at it, do a soil sample, and just figure out what needs to be done to that tree.
So let me ask you about damage. There has been the sighting of a new species of woodpeckers in this part of the country. Can woodpeckers do damage to your trees?
Yeah, definitely. They kind of seek out trees that are maybe in a declining state. They like a lot of the locust and sassafras trees. And yeah, they can, you know, they're putting holes in your trees, and that's almost like basically a wound for your tree. It's an open wound in that tree, and then it can invite a lot of other things that can spread throughout the tree. So yeah, woodpeckers definitely want to make sure that you can get them out of there.
All right. What about other type of wildlife, like raccoons who will bore into a tree? What can you do to deter them, or do you come and can you remove them, or who would remove that type of species of any kind, a rodent or something that actually invades your tree?
Yeah. That's a good question, because we do encounter that a lot. A lot of times trees get hollowed out because of their age, and then the raccoons and squirrels kind of move in there. It's like a nice condominium for them, and they take it over, and they have babies in there. We're coming to remove the tree, and we cut into that limb, and out come the raccoons, out come the squirrels. And this year we encountered a lot of bees for some reason, more than normal, in the trees. And we usually will call like a beekeeper to come out and relocate that hive and the bees somewhere else. We don't want to, you know, be detrimental to the ecosystem out there, so we'll defer to the people that handle that when we come across it, and we do come across it a lot.
All right, so say we're going to talk about five things after the break as we continue to move through the hour, but we'd love to hear from you. Anything on your mind in the way of trees, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Watering, pruning, mulch, fertilizer, and that over, really, I think the most important thing is the health of your tree, and something that David, we can get done by Troy Lampenfeld. And more importantly, you can sign up for what they do with their health program, plant and tree, a healthcare program throughout the year. And this way you can stay in touch throughout the year and prevent a lot of these problems from happening. We're going to discuss that on the other side. But the thing that I do want to ask you, is it definitely important to make sure that the roots are healthy, even if you can't see the roots? Should you always try to know where those roots are if they're not visible to you?
Yeah, that's a good point, because the root system of a tree underground that you can't see, that will actually extend out to the drip line of the tree, which is the furthest most branches of the tree. And if you draw an invisible line from those branches down to the ground, that's usually how far that the root system can spread out. So maybe you want to put a new sidewalk in, or put a driveway in, or a garage in, and you're looking at the tree and you're like, well, that tree's all the way over there, I should be good. And you start excavating and digging, and then all of a sudden you build this brand new garage or addition to your house, and within a year, that big tree starts dying off, and that could be a big cause of why that would happen. And so we can get out there and consult with you before you do a project like that, and let you be aware, like, hey, you know, this tree might not respond good because you're going to be cutting into some of the root system. So it's definitely a good idea to give us a call. We could come out there and get ahead of that before And then it'll cost you more to remove that tree because now I got to work over a brand new garage, and a lot of our pricing becomes kind of risk reward. You know, we're removing a tree over your pool or over your brand new addition, and we could have did it before you did all that, and the price would have been a lot cheaper. So give us a call, get ahead of it. We're on your side. You know, I don't know. Some people say they're on your side, like Nationwide, but I've seen those insurance companies, you know, they have a whole other business model that you find out sometimes the hard way, but that's a whole different conversation.
Listen,
the root system's definitely something to be aware of.
I like to say Carlos McClintock is on either side. Wherever you look, he's standing right by your side. So make the call, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Before we get to some of these calls, Ken in Zillionople, you're just moments away. I don't want to get too far into the hour without talking about winter discounts. So what does that mean to the consumer when I say Greater Pitt Tree Service is offering winter discounts? Carlos.
Yes, that's important because a lot of people kind of associate what we do, you know, working outside. They don't associate it with, you know, coming out in the winter, the dead, you know, middle of January where it's 5 degrees out. But we do. We want to work year-round. We want to keep our employees working. We don't want to have to lay them off. So starting December 1st, we do give nice winter discounts for people to, you know, keep the phones ringing and keep us out there. Keep us supporting the economy and your community. You know, we always mention, hey, I'm out there in this neighborhood. I'm buying my crew lunch at that little mom and pop diner. So your money goes back into the community. And we just want you to know that you can keep calling in throughout the winter. We answer the phones. We keep as many employees on the crews as we can. And it's based on that call volume. So we'll give up a little bit. We'll give you a better price to keep those phones ringing, to keep us working, keep the economy going. And we want to be out there, you know, meeting you and seeing what projects we can do for you to help you out.
412-884-TREE, couple of minutes before the break. Anybody has a question, give us a call, because the next two segments we would like to do nothing but give you that good advice to keep those trees healthy and happy. Ken Zillionople, thanks for holding on. You're on KDK. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. What's your question, Ken? Go ahead.
Hey, my question is, I got a big maple tree in the backyard. That thing's like just loaded with carpenter ants. So how do you treat that?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways you could do that. You could call, you know, like an exterminator and treat it that way, because I don't know how far the maple is from your home, but you definitely don't want it spreading into your home. But usually once the carpenter ants or termites are in the tree, it means that that tree is in a declining condition. They seek out trees that are kind of easy pickings for them, where there might be some dead wood or some hollow spots in there. So there could be some issues going on with that tree. We could come out, it's case by case. We come out, we send Troy out, see what's going on with that tree. We could actually figure out if the base of the tree down by the trunk is hollowed out. We have what's called a resistograph, and we could see what's going on inside that tree and figure out what to do with it and make the decision based on, you know, the information we can give you.
All right, do me a favor. If you want to give them a call, Ken, just to maybe get an overall look up close, very simple to do. Just pick up the phone and make the call. You can reach Carlos and the folks at Greater Pitt Tree Service by dialing 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. Great advice. Whatever you need, we're here till 10 o'clock. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Our number, 866-391-1020. Their number, 412-884-TREE.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back at it here. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. The phones are filling up quickly, so let's get right back to work on the phones and say hi to Mary in Pleasant Hills. Hey, Mary, you're on KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I had a tree, a big oak tree that we had to cut down because it had root rot. Now, I was wondering if there's anything I can plant in that space or around that space since that happened.
Yeah, that's a good question, Mary. Did we, did we grind the stump out also?
The stump was grinded out, yes.
Okay. All right. So, you know, normally we recommend if you're planting anything where there was a tree previously, you go maybe like 6 to 8 feet away from where that center of the tree was. And if it had root rot and we grinded the stump out, it shouldn't be anything you should be concerned about with planting a new tree and it interfering with its growth. So, but we could definitely confirm that. We'll get Troy out there, take a look at the soil, see with the ground out there where the sun's going to hit this new tree. There's a lot involved with that. So, yeah, we could take a look at it for you for sure, Mary.
Okay, thank you so much for your information. I appreciate it.
All right, thank
Thanks,
you.
Mary.
All right, Mary, good stuff. Let's go to Tim in McCandless. Wants to talk pine tree killer. Go ahead, Tim. You're on KDKA.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I'd just like to know, there's a beautiful, well, it was a beautiful pine tree, mature, and this is about 2 years ago, and it something killed it within 4 weeks. I'm curious how a tree could die that fast.
If it's in the family of the spruce trees, which it sounds like it might be, there's been an airborne fungus in our area that's attacking certain species of the spruce trees. And, you know, if it browned up kind of from the bottom, started at the bottom and traveled up through the tree, that's most likely what it was. And there wasn't really anything you could do to prevent that. We didn't have any applications for that to stave off that airborne disease that was attacking those spruce trees. So sounds like that's what happened to your tree. And, you know, if it's still standing, you know, it's better to get it out of there sooner than later, because if it gets, you know, buried dead and it becomes a hazard for our climbers or our equipment to be around, then, you know, the price might reflect that. So sooner the better, get it out of there.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, this tree, I've been here for 8 years, and this tree mm-hmm. was beautiful. I mean, I looked at it every day. It was beautiful. And within weeks, the color, it lost its color, and all the needles fell off within a month.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I just never seen a tree die that quickly.
Well, sometimes, you know, that's a good point. Sometimes there might have been something going on with that tree internally, or maybe you didn't notice it right away, and then it kind of, you know, traveled through and it attacked the rest of the tree, and then you're like, wow, this thing's dead overnight. But usually it's a slower process that you might not have been aware of.
All right, Tim, thanks. And again, if you want to reach them, 412-884-TREE. And that's a perfect segue to talk about this health check program that Troy and you and, of course, Greater Pitt Tree Service offers. So explain that to offer. So explain that, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great way to segue into that, too, because, you know, Tim said, you know, it looked like it died overnight. And I don't know, maybe it did, but usually that's not the case. It takes a while for, you know, a tree to kind of get to that condition. So that's where we come in, you know, try to get ahead of that. And but like I said, if that was the particular case where it was that airborne fungus, there wasn't really any applications that we have for that, that nobody has, just not us. So yeah, it's, you know, get ahead of everything, get us out there. Even if you think your trees look healthy, there might be something going on. There might be a cavity you can't see, you know, higher up in the tree, or, you know, you think the trunk might be solid, and we come out there and do the resistograph and tell you, you know, hey, this tree's missing 70-80% of its mass in an area that provides it with that, you know, structural capability to stay standing and not fall on your house. So there's a lot involved in it. That's where Troy comes in, comes out there, gives you an assessment, a consultation, and give you some pricing on what we could do to help you out.
Yeah, and again, their number, 412-884-TREE. And wouldn't you recommend sign up now? Because if you wait till spring, your list is only going to grow. So you want to make sure people get on the list now, and they can do that by signing up here as we head into the winter for everything, not just this time of year, but in the very busy time of the spring. Right, Carlos?
Yeah, definitely get on our schedule, get us out there. We've started our oak pruning because the oak trees are now dormant, and that's going to consume the majority of our schedule for this first part of late fall, early winter. Give us a call. We usually can get you the estimate same day or whatever day is convenient for you. And then, you know, based on what we're going to be doing on your property, that's going to determine when we can get you on our schedule. With the plant health care, there are certain times a year that we do certain applications. So, you know, we might come out there Monday, but we're not going to come out until May to do this particular application on this tree. So, again, a lot involved. Give us a call. This is what we do. We're very good at it.
412-884-TREE. We have some lines available. Got busy here in the third segment, so keep them coming. Those calls to answer all of your tree-related questions. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, every other Sunday, same time, same station, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So this kind of segues into what I alluded to going into the bottom of the hour. Five things that I want to discuss. We kind of talked about pruning a little bit, but I want to talk about, do you actually need to do any watering this time of year for any reason, even if these trees are going dormant, Carlos?
No, not really. I mean, there's a lot of moisture in the air this time of year that the trees kind of saturate out of the air. You know, I don't remember seeing anybody out in January watering their tree. So, you know, it's something that kind of our area, with all the sunlight and rain we get, it provides the tree with what it needs to sustain that dormant period. So I don't think so. You know, if it's, and again, case by case, of course, but I don't really think you need to be out there watering the trees this time of year, no.
Yeah, and you get snow removal, and that basically melts, and they get that as well, too. But still kind of warm enough now, but obviously not in the dead of winter. All right, so pruning we talked about. What about mulch and fertilizer this time of year? Those two topics. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's something that Troy might be able to talk more about when he's on. But, you know, as far as mulching, that's more of like a late spring, early summer thing that you want to do. It has a lot of benefits, but you have to be careful on how much mulch you're putting around your trees or plants. You know, you ride around, it's called volcano mulching, where people just pile like 3 or 4 feet high of mulch and run it up the base of the tree. And then that kind of depletes the tree of a lot of the rain, the water that can saturate through, because the mulch is, you know, saturating the rainwater instead of it going through the ground to the root system of the tree. So again, a lot involved. That's where we come in. We come out, you know, you don't want to put too much mulch around the mature trees, especially something like an oak tree, because they pull their growth so slow. Ornamental landscape, bushes, shrubs, they don't require as much water, so you can maybe put a little bit more mulch around those areas where it becomes decorative. So again, a lot involved we could come out and help you with.
All right, the number to dial is 866-391-1020-412-884-TREE. And yeah, as we get closer to the holiday season, we'll be talking about those evergreens, the Scotch pines, and of course, Scotch pines and all the different things that are out there, the Fraser fir, those trees that are so essential to help people celebrate their holidays. Now, look, you have to tell me you have a live tree in your house, Carlos. Come on.
I do. Okay. And I've sold Christmas trees in the past down at my lot on Route 51. It's hard to do it now because we're a little busier. The company was smaller back then, and it was something I would do to generate some revenue. But I miss it. I love selling Christmas trees. And, yeah, I'll never have a fake tree in my house. I love the smell of the live trees. And, you know, it's just that feel of Christmas. So, yeah, live tree in my house for sure.
Listen, if you had an artificial tree, our friend Marty would be at your house doing an investigative story. So you cannot have a artificial tree. Scotch pine, though, in your opinion, they were always the best to decorate. Fraser firs are beautiful, but something about a Scotch pine, because of the chandelier type of trees and the branches, I've always liked Scotch pines. But what tree really, when you mention some of these evergreens, has the best life to it? Say you put it up after Thanksgiving, you water it properly, and you can get maybe 3 to 4 weeks out of it. What are some of the trees that actually have a better shelf life?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a variety of trees, and I've always, you know, made sure you keep it watered, you know, get a fresh cut on it from wherever you're going to buy it, and keep that water in the stand. And I've never had a tree, you know, die in the month or 6 weeks that I've had it in my house because I keep it watered. But you definitely want to keep it watered because they become dry and brittle, and I think that's maybe when a lot of those fires could happen you read about on the news that time of year. So they're all pretty resilient. Anything that stays green year round is kind of resilient in its own right. So, but it does need that water once it's removed from the ground to keep it like that.
All right. Don't forget, great winter discounts, their health care program, and yes, discounts that you definitely want to plug in on, but also free for WW2 World War II veterans as we head into the winter months. And when it comes to storm removal questions, or if you've got some issues that you're afraid of that could become an issue if we have a major snowstorm, and especially before that very first heavy snowstorm when these brittle branches and tree trunks and trees could actually fall because of the weight of the snow, always good to be preventative. Give them a call, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And if you have any tree questions that you want to ask right now to Carlos, give us a call here at the station, 866-391-1020. Every other Sunday in that 9 o'clock hour, he's Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, or call the station now. We got one more segment to go, 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, we are going to take some more tree questions. So if you have one you want to call in, give us a call, 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open. So if you have a question, you're definitely going to be able to get it answered now. That's 866-391-1020. And you can always reach them at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. We talk about what they do for veterans, but especially free, no charge for World War II veterans. And Veterans Day still on our minds, as it should be throughout the year. But Carlos has really come into contact with some amazing people, and he wanted to take time to give some of them a little bit of some credit, and more importantly, a salute, as we are always thinking about the men and women of our military, but especially the greatest generation, just days removed from Veterans Day. So some special people for sure, huh, Carlos?
Yeah, it's been great meeting the World War II veterans in our area, and some of the stories. We did a job for a woman, Julia, in Forest Hills, and she was a code breaker. She was, you know, her, what she did was credited with, I don't know about actually winning the war, but contributing it to it, because they broke the code of the Germans, you know, that was out in the airwaves, and they figured out where their subs were, and we were able to, you know, protect our ships out in the water due to her breaking this code. And then I did another job for a gentleman, Warren Goss. He's 105 years old. I saw him again down at the Veterans Day breakfast down at the casino. He stormed the beaches at Normandy. He's actually the guy in the footage of D-Day crawling on his stomach with his elbows kind of pulling him forward. That's him. He's been on 60 Minutes. He's an American hero, and he's here right in our area. We just went out the other day. My salesman, Jimmy Rafferty, went out and did a job for a guy, 104 years old, in Apollo. He lives by himself. He's on a fixed income. He has a tree problem. And we're going to go out and take care of it free of charge for him. You know, I decided when I wanted to kind of give back, because business is good, who I wanted to help. And, you know, it kind of happened by accident. I was looking at a job 7 or 8 years ago, actually maybe longer now, and the guy was concerned that big pine tree was going to fall and hit his house, and came out with the World War II hat on, and we start talking. He's telling me his story, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do your tree for free. You know, he was very appreciative. I actually got a call from the daughter, because I thought it was like a scam or something, because there's so many people out there like that. And then from there on, it just kind of, you know, took, that's what we took on. If we'd go out and give an estimate, we knew the guy was a World War II veteran, we'd, you know, we'd tell them. They would be so appreciative. And then it got into our advertising and got out there in the airways. And, you know, there's not too many of them left anymore. I think the youngest you can be, if you fought in World War II, lied about your age, which a lot of them did, I think the youngest now you could be is like 97, maybe, if you do the math. But it's been great hearing their stories, and that's the reward. You can't always be worried about the money and money grab. You got to, you know, go out there in your community, give back. If you see these guys at the store and they have that, they all wear the hats, you know, Vietnam vet, World War II vet, Korea vet, you know, go up and talk to them, see if there's something you could do for them, because they gave a lot for us to all be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, if they were born past 1928, more than likely they are no longer here. My father, born in 1926, he's been gone since 2000. So absolutely, they are just about gone, but they should always never be forgotten. And this idea of helping World War II vets by that non-charge, and you've been doing it for a long time. Talk about paying it forward. A job well done, and a great gesture on your part and Greater Pitt Tree Service. So I salute you for that. Let's go to John in Imperial. He joins us. Busy day today on the phone lines, especially in the last two segments, for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. How can we help you, John?
Hey, Carlos. I got three Alaskan cedars. They're about 40 years old. They're beautiful. And I've had one in the last 3 or 4 months on one side of the tree starting to brown up. I thought maybe it's red spider mites treated it for that. It hasn't done any better. I think it's getting worse, and I hate for that to go to the other trees, because they're just really nice looking, and they're like I said, they've been very, very helpful, healthy until now.
Yeah, there could be a lot of things going on with that. If they're 40 years old, you know, sometimes things get to the shelf life and they become a little more susceptible. If it's the one on the end, maybe it's something where that root system is extending out into maybe too much water, maybe not enough water. There's a lot of issues that can contribute to that, and that's definitely a Troy job. We could get Troy out there and kind of see what's going on, do some soil samples, do a little investigating in the area, and see if there's something we can do to, like you said, prevent it from getting to the other ones.
All right, I'll give you guys a call on Monday.
Good deal. We'll be looking forward to it. And Troy loves that stuff, so he'll be excited to come out and figure it out.
412-884-TREE. The next time he'll be with us is Sunday, December the 1st. So, Carlos, I'm going to give you the final minute here just to do whatever you need to do. But more importantly, thank all the people that continue to support you, because it takes two to make it work. And obviously, you've got a great customer base, people joining that customer base every day. But you still have the hardest working crew out there, not just the people who are out in the field, but in the office, too.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I got soldiers that work for me, and they go to war every day, and it's not an easy job what we do, especially the guys out in the field. I try to set a good example. I go out there. I work with them when I can. I try to buy them lunch every day. Keep those guys happy, because without them, you know, this doesn't really work. And then our office manager and our salesman, we get so many compliments on them from the start of the process when you call and Stephanie fields your call and puts you in our system and schedules an appointment with the salesman that day. He gets out there. You know, all our vehicles are wrapped. Our salesmen are, you know, presentable. We come out there. We meet with you. We take the time to go over everything. You know, we try to give you our best price. And, you know, sometimes we're not the cheapest, but all in all, people say, you know, you're the company I want to use, and the service speaks for itself. We have the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, 5-star on Google. We've been doing it 32 years. We give back to the community. We sponsor the baseball teams. We buy, you know, eat at the local restaurants in your area. We give back to the veterans. I don't know what more I can do. You know what I mean? I'm kind of exhausted. Everything I need to do to be out there and visible, and any of you guys want to call. So give us a call. Give us a chance. Let us get out there, see what we can do for you, give you some good pricing, and get your tree project done for you.
Well, the thing that you do, you deliver, and that's the most important thing. I thank you for your time. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
You bet, buddy. There he goes. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. The news coming up next, and then it's Accurate Solutions with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.